Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are joined by...
Laird McIntosh.
Who's playing the iconic role of Henry Higgins, or I guess I should say Henry Higgins, in My Fair Lady, which is coming to the Kennedy Center December 17th through January 19th. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, man.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Awesome. Such an iconic show. One of my favorites. Remind us, just real quick, you know in and out. I've seen it a million times, it's sort of based on the whole Pygmalion story and so many awesome renditions. But give us a quick premise real fast in case one of our listeners has been living under a rock, just to set the stage of, the log line, if you will.
Sure. Well, the premise of the show is, the show is set in 1912, written in 1911 by George Bernard Shaw. It was a play originally. And, of course, this is the famous musical, music and lyrics by Lerner and Lowe. And the premise of the story is a upper-class London phoneticist, an expert in speech, makes a bet that he can take a Cockney flower girl and turn her into a duchess. And that's the premise of the show. But really, our director has illuminated it for me, and that the show is really about learning. And it's an absolutely, of course, it's a famous, beautiful score, absolutely beautiful music, and probably one of the best books or, scripts of any musical ever, because the language of Shaw is really intact from Pygmalion. So it's an extraordinary show, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that, to work on, and also for an audience, it's a really special piece, and so we're thrilled to be bringing it to the incredible Kennedy Center.
Now, you said something really interesting there I want to unpack. You said the director has, illuminated it for you by focusing that it's about learning. Explain what you mean.
Well, we've really focused on the character of Eliza Doolittle in this production, and this is a character with an extraordinary mind, and she has a great hunger and desire to learn, and Henry Higgins is sort of the portal for that. He unlocks the door for her, but then interestingly enough, he's her teacher, but he also... at a certain point in the story, he becomes her barrier to her progress, to her ability to move forward. So there's an incredible push and pull between these characters. There's an attraction. There's a dislike. There's a lot of contention between them, and it's something that is very, very interesting to play as an actor if you embrace it fully and really go for it, which is what our director has been, Bartlett Shear, has been encouraging us to do. And then the audience gets the benefit of being able to sit back and listen to this, watch it, and kind of think about, how they feel about what they're seeing. Because Higgins is a character that famously is, he's sort of a leading man, but he's also kind of an antagonist, and you like him, you really dislike him most of the time. There's something redeeming in him, but you're so drawn to the character of Eliza, who is, just has her own engine, and has this incredible desire and also capacity for learning. And Higgins introduces her to this idea, but she takes it and runs with it. And that's what our show is about.
Awesome. Well, and of course, we're talking about her being a learner, but of course it's Lerner and Lowe. There's great songs. Remind us some of, that's the best segue I could do right there, man.
That was perfect.
Remind us some of the great, great iconic numbers, because it's some of the, greatest songs in stage musical and at this point movie history as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, literally from start to finish. I could have danced all night, On the Street Where You Live, Get Me to the Church on Time. I've grown accustomed to her face. It's
The Rain in Spain.
The Rain in Spain. Yeah, it's a really, I mean, there's
Wouldn't
not
it be
a song.
Loverly? I like that one, too.
Wouldn't it be Loverly? Yeah, I'm having to I mean, there's not a song that is not familiar to the audience, and from the moment the overture begins, you can feel audiences, you know, just perking up and humming these tunes. And, yeah, I mean, they're absolutely iconic, beautiful songs. And we have a beautiful orchestra and amazing musical director with us on the show. And he's, you know, the arrangements are spectacular. And it's a really, it's a, everybody has a memory of My Fair Lady, and everybody has a story that they like to tell about My Fair Lady. And that's one of the lovely things about it, is it's so much a part of people's DNA. And so we're just so thrilled to be able to not only to be in it and to perform it, but to be able to take it around the country and for people to be able to experience it in such a beautiful, lush production as this one is.
Awesome. Yeah, you mentioned a beautiful, lush production. Talk a little bit about, you know, visually what we're going to see, and we're a radio station, so you got to paint me a visual picture. But audiences, when they come in the Kennedy Center and see you on stage, kind of talk about, you know, those period costumes and the set design and that sort of stuff.
Well, I mean, it's an absolutely beautiful period to look at in the first place. It was a beautiful period for fashion. There's a famous scene at Ascot at the horse races with the you know, all the beautiful top hats and dresses and plumed hats. And we have all of that. The costumes won a Tony Award for best costumes, and it's an award-winning show. I saw the show at Lincoln Center before I was involved in it, and was bowled over by how incredible the production looked. It's got a really ingenious set, which I don't think I'm giving anything away by saying that the set spins around and revolves, and you get to see multiple views of Henry Higgins' home, and it's very ingeniously staged as the characters move around this set as it's turning around. And, you know, it's a big, beautiful set, and absolutely great to look at, so, and very fun to do the show on. So people are in for a visual treat as well as you know, one of sound.
For sure, absolutely. I can only imagine. Who plays our Eliza? Dote on your co-star real fast.
Oh, well, Eliza is Shireen Ahmed, and she's already played the role of Eliza. She was a cover in the Broadway production, and she's a real gem. I mean, she's a great discovery. And absolutely to the manner born for the role. Super lovely person to work with. We're having a blast working together. And we've just met on this production, but I absolutely love her. And she actually, you know, she has to do two accents in the show. She does the Cockney and then the, you know, the upper class, the received pronunciation, the proper British, you know, the King's English. And She does an absolutely great job, so it's been really, really, really fun to work with her, and she is excellent, excellent, excellent in the role. She really, you know, not only does she do it justice, but she just, you know, takes it forward, you know, into new places that I don't think we've seen before, so... It's a thrill.
That's great. And those are big shoes to fill. You know, it's one of my favorite trivia bits is, you know, Julie Andrews dominates it, you know, originates it on Broadway. And then when they make the movie,
right,
they're like, we'll bring everybody over except for you, Julie. We're going to do Audrey Hepburn. And then Julie Andrews beats her for the Oscar for Mary Poppins anyway. And I always think that's hilarious. But in terms of yours, you know, Rex Harrison, also a very iconic, you know, role because he played it on stage and on screen. Do you remember when you first saw the movie, and, you know, how are you trying to make that role your own too?
Well, my story with My Fair Lady is that growing up, we had two musical theater albums in our household. My dad was a big opera fan and a big Sinatra fan, but we didn't have a lot of musical theater recordings, but we had the recording of My Fair Lady that everybody knows. And we had a recording of South Pacific, but that's another story. But so I grew up, I mean, from the time I was 12 years old, truly I knew all the songs back to front. My dad always got a kick out of the character of Henry Higgins and loved the show. And so, like a lot of people, I grew up just knowing that recording and knowing the songs. And of course, I saw the movie as well at some point when I was younger. And I actually met Rex Harrison very briefly when I was really young. The first time I went to New York, I was 1989, and Rex Harrison was doing a Somerset Maugham play called The Circle. And my dad had been – I knew that my dad was such a fan of his that I went out and bought a glossy headshot of Rex Harrison and took it to this stage door after seeing the show, and I got him to sign it and gave it to my dad. So there was a brief, you know, 10-second moment when I crossed paths with him. And, yeah, so kind of a cool story.
Absolutely. That's
but,
really
I mean,
cool.
I never would have – yeah, I did a production of My Fair Lady almost 20 years ago at the Stratford Festival in Canada, and I played Freddie. I played the young romantic lead in the show, and I never would have thought that, you know, flash forward to where we are now, that I'd have a chance to play Higgins. But it's funny how life works sometimes. So I'm really delighted to get my chance to have a shot at it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We can't wait to see it again. It's My Fair Lady coming to the Kennedy Center, all the way from Lincoln Center Theater, from December 17th through January 19th. Thanks so much. You were great.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for chatting.